Saturday night, Challenge Cup action at the Shark Tank, and Martin Grubb. Billingham Stars take the win 5-2. What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm obviously disappointed. I think that we started slowly. We gave Billingham the goal to start with. And then we slowly but surely started to feel our way back into the game, and obviously went ahead. Strange scoring two nice goals. And then after the first period, we just lost our way. We were very undisciplined. We let emotions get the better of us. I think we took too many penalties based on what we thought was, or what players thought was, poor officiating. And it never helps. And to be fair to Billingham, they took their power play opportunities. And we were then behind the eight ball. And to be honest, we never got back anywhere near close to getting into the game. We shuffled things about. We tried to see if we can get a third period revival, and we've obviously been good at that. I don't think we lost a third period all of last year, certainly here. And it's tough to take, but I suppose you've got to give Billingham credit. They came in with a plan, they stuck to it, they took their chances, and unfortunately we've lost our first home game of the season.
And you mentioned that obviously the body's short on D. I mean, we talked on Wednesday, you're still looking to bring guys in?
Yeah, I mean, I think, if I'm honest, Craig, I think tonight shows that we need to bring guys in. I think the players in that dressing room, they don't have any excuses, because apart from Richard Bentham, every player that was playing tonight has played for us before. It's been here when people keep talking about the treble winning season, and as I've just told them, that's gone. Everybody wants to beat us, so we need to bring reinforcements in. Like we said on Wednesday, we'll be looking at potentially one import, maybe two, and we're still looking for Brits. The thing that I've found very difficult over the summer is a lot of younger Brits, especially young Scottish players, seem to think it's the SNL's the place for them to play. They get an opportunity to step up and they don't want to do that, and for one reason or another, and you know, that's their choice. But then the argument comes out that there's no development in Scotland or in British hockey, so we're giving them a chance to play at least 8 EPL games. But we're just going to have to keep looking. We've got some good kids in our development programme. Unfortunately, on nights like tonight, when they're away playing with their own age groups, it becomes difficult to fill our bench. So we'll regroup, we'll keep looking, and we'll have to get better.
Yeah, and like I say, we've got Wednesday when you had the youngsters playing, but tonight the 20s are playing, tomorrow the SNL's playing, so that kind of limits your two ways.
Yeah, I mean, I think on one side of things, it's good that it shows we've got competitive teams at these age groups and they're key players. But in other respect, for a senior point of view, yeah, it brings that argument up of where do they play? Do they play in their own age group? Do the senior team take priority? Unfortunately, we've been the opening weekend, we're kind of trying to juggle things. So we're going to go to Blackburn even shorter tomorrow. A couple of people won't be able to make it, but we're going to have to regroup, have a game plan. We know after Blackburn winning tonight, and after us beating them the last time we played in the playoff final, they're going to come hard at us. So we need to execute a lot better. We need to have a better application of what we're doing and have a better attitude. And I've just questioned the players' desire. I think you cannot question Billingham's desire tonight, but you can certainly question ours, and that's what we've done. And it's all about a reaction now.
And looking at the fixture list, in a way, it has kind of been kind. You've got the cup games in September. The league doesn't start till October, so it does give you a chance to. You don't want to put the cup down, but it's going to be a useful pre-season almost into the league campaign.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think all of the teams are the same. Ourselves, Blackburn and Billingham want to be probably the highest finishing NIHL team in that cup. You don't want, as you say, you don't want to talk it down. You want to be competitive. You want to show that all three of us are capable of playing at that level, even against each other. But as you say, the one thing that we can do and that we're going to have to do regardless is we're going to have to look at what we need to do as a club. Do we need to bring people in, what our own players are doing, and we must be ready for the league season starting, because that's obviously the bread and butter. The league and the playoffs are obviously what we're looking at again. Cup's a bonus, but we still need to get better in that as well. And obviously that's my job in the next few weeks to make sure we do, whether it be bringing players in or working with the players we've got. We must be better, and has to start tomorrow night.